And a very good morning to you. It's Midsummer Day, Tuesday the 24th of June 1975, and this is Leslie Ross welcoming you to the start of our very first day of transmissions here on Radio T's 257 metres. Thanks for making the effort. I'm glad I did. I'll be with you in 5 minutes' time to start our very first breakfast show. Hope you'll risk staying that long anyway. That'll be our very after our very first news summary.
The early morning news headlines on 257. A hospital patient who disappeared in Lambton Lion Park is found after a 6-hour search, and housewives have to queue for water in Richmond. 257 News. The sound of me on Radio
T. Thank you, Steve. He's the lucky one. He's got half an hour off. What a job. Well, we're trying our best anyway. This is it. This is what you waited up all night for. Back to bed, everybody. A brand new breakfast show on a brand new radio station. And then there's me. Oh, well. Something appropriate to start with. I've wrapped my wardrobe for this one. That's Bunny there. I know one or two poems about bunnies, but not this morning, I don't think. Bunny and Baby, You're Getting To Me. We just booked Agnes up for a 3-week series. I think it'll turn out all right as well. Me, I'm worried about. Good morning if you just joined us, and thanks for making an extra effort if you don't usually get up this early. Make it worth your while, I hope. My name's Leslie Ross, and I've got no excuse, really. Try and sort something out. Just found out I've had some letters this week. Somebody's heard of me anyway, so we'll read a couple of those out in a second. I know one or two people have made the effort to listen from the start of things today, so we'll get round to those in a second. 6:20 now.
This old house is wasting money, sending heat right through the roof. And when the bills come rolling in, you'll have to face the truth. A bit more insulation.
A special Save It supplement in the new Radio and TV Times. It'll save you money. Now's the time to get on with insulating your home.
Make your house warm and cozy, something anyone can do. Make sure you keep the supplement, then you can save it too.
It could cut your fuel bill for life.
Without sounding too personal, what's your chest size? Ah, I see. Well, you're in luck then, because right now, L.A. Rush of Prince Regent Street, Stockton, can put you in a new ready-to-wear suit for only $16.95. That's right. Provided you actually do take a size 36 to 46, L.A. Rush has a choice selection of pure new wool worsted and viscose suits to fit you. At just $16.95 to $27.50. So chest out, feet forward, and come to L.A. Rush for that splendid new suit that'll put change in your pocket for a change.
That's the idea, anyway. 6:22 the time, and a letter from Stu James of, well, it's more a note, of 76 Chesworth Close, Thorntree, Middlesbrough. Morning, Stu. Actually, he saved the postage, couldn't afford to take a mortgage out on a stamp, and dropped this one in personally. So I met him yesterday, and Stu says, "Hi there, good morning." You must have done a radio show sometime or other, Stu. "And congratulations and good luck on this, your first. Up till now, I've been a..." Oh, I can't read that bit out. "Up till now, I've been a maniac. I've missed out one important word, which I can't say at the moment. But anyway, thanks very much, Stu, for changing your listening habits, for this morning at least." And he says he'll give me a week to convince him that I'm better than the other person he's been listening to. You should be convinced already, Stu. "And I've always been a radio fanatic," and he goes on and on and on and on and on and on. He wants some car stickers. There's always a want in it somewhere, isn't it? I'll tell you how you can get some car stickers a bit later on. It's the car I want, quite honestly. I hope, I'm trying to get to the bit about his work. "I work nights at Cleveland Transit Bus Depot in Middlesbrough, 10 p.m. to 6 a.m. Then I listen in the car on the way home and listen till about 10 o'clock, then off to bed." I should think you need a rest after listening between 6 and 10. "So thanks a lot, Stu. Play all the lads on the buses, a top tenor," he says, "and your mates for life. Lots of luck. I shall need it." Thanks very much indeed, Stu. Nice first letter there. Something from the top 10, you say? Well, I've got a feeling this next one's on the tease top half of our fun quarter. It was number 14, actually. It's only just outside. Hope you'll make do with this one, Steve. Comes from the Blackbirds.
257.
Lovely stuff. The Blackbirds, Walking in Rhythm, brings us round to 26 minutes past six now. Let's see what our first... Good heavens above, somebody's firing at me. Let's see what our first... something's dropped a bit, so I don't quite know what it is at the moment. Our first weather for Radio T is dry with sunny or clear spells. Wind light or moderate. Very warm today. Maximum temperature 21 or 22 degrees. Haven't quite made up their minds on that. And the outlook for the next 48 hours, if you're interested, mostly dry with sunny spells. Rather cloudy at first, though, in the north with some rain in places. Normal temperatures continuing and even warmer in the south of the northeast of England, which is very, very confusing, but I think I know what they mean. Good heavens. Not too much on the roads at the moment, of course, because it should be quiet, and it is. I can see one little bit of road anyway. Part of Dovecote Street, the important part here in Stockton, very quiet. Some regular roadworks happening in Middlesbrough. Roadworks taking place again today on the A172 Stokesley Road, also on the A174 at Lazenby, and also be careful of work taking place at the Bluebell Roundabout. And that's about it, really, roadworks-wise at the moment. If we get anything in from the newsroom, I'll let you know. I've just seen a smiling news editor. It's all right, he's not doing anything. He's just standing about again. I should go through the people who are usually working with me on the early shift, but this morning a lot of people have turned up for the first time at this time of day, and probably the last, just to see and be present at the historic occasion. So I shan't name names this morning. Too much to do. Well, that's the hit pick this week of one Alistair Pirrie, who apparently works here at Radio Tees. I haven't seen him about much. He'll be in this afternoon for a practice run. I'll tell you more about that later. If you've just joined us, a very good morning. Welcome to our first day of broadcasting here on Radio Tees, 257 metres. It's 6:30.
And this is Steve Elwood with the 257 news headlines. The two British envoys sent to Uganda to try and win a reprieve for British lecturer Dennis Hills will arrive back in London in an hour's time. President Amin says Mr. Hills will be executed on July the 4th, unless Foreign Secretary James Callaghan meets him in Kampala before then. But in the Commons last night, Mr. Callaghan again told MPs he won't be forced into negotiation with President Amin under duress. Reports from Southeast Asia say fighting has again broken out in Cambodia. The Bangkok Post today says 2,000 right-wing troops are fighting the Khmer Rouge forces in the Cambodian capital of Phnom Penh and three other major cities. The Minister for Overseas Development, Reg Prentice, is under pressure to resign from his constituency seat at Newham Northeast. Members of the local party executive are criticizing him for what they regard as his right-wing views. And in the region, the 64-year-old hospital patient who went missing at Lambton Lion Park near Chesterley Street has been found after a six-hour search. Mrs. Cowan disappeared during an outing yesterday afternoon. Police with tracker dogs joined game wardens in an intensive search. But Mrs. Oliver was later found in a field nearly a mile away and appeared none the worse for her experience. A water shortage in Richmond. Housewives in the higher parts of the town are having to queue to collect water in buckets from tankers. 5 years of below-average rainfall, followed by a dry start to this year, have caused springs to run dry. And from today, the Yorkshire Water Authority have banned the use of hose pipes for watering gardens and cleaning cars. Steve Aylward, 257 News. And now the start of a new Radio Tees service, specially geared to the needs of the farming community. Every morning at this time, and again at 7:30, we'll be bringing the prices from the previous day's markets in Cleveland, South Durham and North Yorkshire. And here's today's report from Bill Hamilton.
And we start with Darlington Mart, where prices were good despite a fairly light trade. Accredited dairy cows sold for up to £240, while non-accredited made £166 and geld cows as much as £239. In the store cattle section, cows and calves went for £225, steers £208, heifers £213, calves £54 and stirks £87. Young pigs sold for £16 a head, strong pigs £56 and geld sows and boars £102. At Bishop Auckland, prices were lower than last week. with an average drop of 39 pence a hundredweight for light bullocks, and lambs down a penny a pound. Light bullocks made up to £22 a hundredweight, medium